Our top story, as the United States seeks the counter growing outside influence on the African continent, it is using a unique blend of military strength, aid distribution, and traditional diplomacy. In a wide-ranging interview with VOA's Anthony Labruto, U.S. Representative Michael McCaul, chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee, details how the U.S. is rethinking its strategic initiatives from a legislative perspective.
China, Russia, and other countries have made inroads in Africa in areas such as military operations and infrastructure that the U.S. cannot ignore. United States Congressman and Chair of the Committee on Foreign Affairs, Michael McCaul.
China's been on the continent for quite some time now with their Belt and Road Initiative. And, of course, they're in other parts of the world. They've been very successful, I would say.
While acknowledging its success, McCaul accuses China of manipulating African countries and says conversations he had with some African officials indicate that they are not happy and still prefer the United States.
China's throwing around a significant amount of money, no strings attached other than you get in a debt trap, and then they bring their own workers in. So it doesn't benefit employment in the host country. And then they end up in this, they're over-leveraged, and they get in the debt trap. If you look at the quality of their construction, it's very cheap. Mm-hmm. I think the goal here is to get as I talked to the ambassadors from the various countries in Africa and the leaders, they really do want to work with us over China. And we just need to give them that option and be present.
In order to have a greater impact on the continent, McCaul, leading the Foreign Affairs Committee, recently reauthorized the Development Finance Corporation, or DFC. It has become the main American investor abroad, countering China's Belt and Road Initiative. Under the new legislation, the DFC will now calculate returns on investments made abroad on behalf of the United States government. The U.S. program has invested nearly $10 billion in Africa in healthcare, climate change mitigation, and women's economic empowerment, among other sectors. That number is dwarfed, though, by China's investment of $21.7 billion. But McCaul notes that strings attached by Beijing can be painful.
When you have economic ties, that strengthens our alliances. And that's where I think the DFC can be helpful. And then, of course, USAID, we provide our humanitarian assistance. I passed the branding bill, which requires the American flag be on this so that they know where it's coming from, because prior to that, they didn't.
In West Africa, particularly in Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso, anti-foreign sentiments were expressed with the ouster of French and U.S. troops. McCaul says heightened tensions there have complicated U.S. efforts.
I think it's problematic. The Sahel has always been fragile, but it's particularly fragile today where, you saw with the coup in Niger, our military are pulling out altogether.
McCaul says he's very worried about the influence of Russia's Wagner Group and its successor, the Africa Corps, which are filling gaps left by the U.S. and French military departures. He says the absence of U.S. troops in West Africa affects more than just the region. In a recent statement to the U.S. Congress, General Michael Langley, head of AFRICOM, details how the departure of U.S. troops from the region opens up additional security risks.
We're seeing a very dangerous impact coming out of Afghanistan right now with all the ISIS. We always have to be mindful of that any of these terror operations, if that's where the direction they want to go.
McCaul acknowledges that repairing the broken relationships will still take work. Many of the West African countries consider the U.S. to be too close to their former colonial ruler, France.
They're overstretched and overburdened, but I mean that's their role in coordinating with state and USAID is to provide that security piece. So their CT operations are very important, but when you have Niger kicking us out, there's nothing we can do. We can't operate within country. And, they kicked the French out of Mali. They have this anti-colonialism attitude that goes back to the French, and I understand that. And they probably look at us in some respects. We want them to look at us as a liberator, not an occupier.
According to U.S. and Nigerian officials, U.S. troops stationed in Niger are scheduled to fully depart from the country ahead of the September 15th deadline set by the ruling military junta. Anthony Labruto, VOA News, Washington.